Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 45, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
Did you just say episode 45?
I did. We're close to a year, man.
Wow.
I think it was the Traverse Stakes, wasn't it? Our first episode last year.
It was that weekend, I believe. Yeah. That's crazy,
it's
Dave.
Up. Saratoga's right around the corner.
Yeah, Saratoga, I think, opens up next Friday on the 20th. So, we're getting back into some good prime racing. It's been kind of a lull here when we've got to hit some of the more second tier tracks to find some good stakes races. But Dave, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I got an instant message from a coworker the other day. A shout out to Jim. He was like, I heard you do it on a horse racing podcast. I'm going to be going to Saratoga here in a couple of weeks. And I said, oh, great. So, well, here's the link and give us a listen. So I hope you catch up on some of our older episodes like I suggested, Jim, and you listen to some of the horse nugget segments and other tips for handicapping so you can come up with some good picks. And, of course, listen to us when we get close to Saratoga. So obviously we'll be doing a lot more picks for Saratoga. So
that's going to be a great meet.
So I thought that was kind of cool. So
yeah, very cool.
Hopefully he's listening. So anyway, let's get right into it. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. Got all of it covered. Just take a listen. Click a link. Join our Facebook group at the link at the top of our website as well. We also post all kinds of other stuff there as well. If you have an Amazon Echo, if you ask your Echo device to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you will be able to listen to us right there on your Amazon Echo device. Very important, make sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as Steve may post some any late changes or maybe even some other picks he finds. So we've got over 11,000 downloads now, almost 12,000 downloads of our podcast. It's just incredibly awesome. So, and every week we're about 300 or so downloads. We just love it. Just keep listening. We really appreciate it. Can't thank you enough and appreciate it. So, the agenda for today is we'll talk about last week briefly, and there won't be much of a horse nugget segment, but we'll get into that in just a minute. And then this week you decided to handicap three races over at Delaware Park because there's some stakes races there. So that'll be an interesting spin on a different track that we haven't looked at too closely in the past. So let's all go right into the results from last week.
Yeah, Dave. So five stakes races, really went kind of cold there for a while, but finished up by having a top pick winner that paid $14. And you don't have to be a math genius to figure out if you had bet our top picks to win, you would have gotten a profit of 40%. So not bad. I expect a lot more from myself when it comes to handicapping, but it's not every day that you give out a $14 winner. Yeah. And if you go back and listen to the podcast from last week, if you listen, you will find that I really like this horse a lot and said it more than one time as we were handicapping that race. And in fact, that's the kind of horse that I single in the gimmick. So anyways, $14 horse, great winner, produced a buyer speed figure well over 100. So Dave, overall, we've handicapped 244 stakes races. We've had 110 two pick winners. We're still tracking around 45%. So 45% of the time, the winner of these stakes races is found in our top two picks. And that's a pretty good run rate, in my opinion.
It is a very good run. I mean, hey, you're not going to be 100%. There's no way. That's
no, I wish.
We all wish we were 100%. Then it would be too easy. And everybody would be making lots of money, and the tracks would be losing lots of money. So
yes.
So that's how it goes. But 45% ain't too shabby. I could definitely say that.
No. Nope.
So anyway, we usually have a horse nugget segment this week, but we thought we'd just open up this. I have a quick discussion. We would like to get your ideas and comments of what you'd like to hear when it comes to the horse nugget segments. I mean, you obviously can go back and listen to some of the other segments that Steve's done in the past. We got 44 other episodes you can listen, and there's lots of great information. But we would like to get you to tweet us out and give us your suggestions of what you'd like to hear in this Nugget segment. There's all kinds of things that we could talk about. There's all kinds of different angles, different types of things. That you just all you have to do is just go out and tweet us. You know, again, I said follow us at Off the Charts HR. Send us a tweet, or you can also send us email for some ideas as far as that goes. Our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And just reach out to us. Tell us what you'd like to hear in future episodes for Horse Nuggets. If anything, just let us know. And don't you agree, Steve? Do you have something else?
I do. You know, again, keeping in mind that our Horse Nuggets segment, we try to keep to 5 minutes or less. So it's, you know, it's got to be a topic that you'd like me to discuss. I usually... Usually the Horse Nugget segment comes to me as I'm handicapping the card, the stakes card that I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes in the middle of the week, it comes to me things that I want to mention.
Right.
I just, as I was working this card last night, nothing really came to me, Dave. And I thought to myself, you know what, let's just ask the people who are downloading and listening if they want to hear a certain segment or want me to talk about a certain topic, just tweet it out or send it to an email to us,
please.
And I'll try to address it or mention their name, their first name only.
Yes.
And I will say that that was their idea or their thought, and then I'll talk about it. So anyways, Dave, no Horse Nugget segment tonight.
Yeah. And we got a fair amount of active, followers on Twitter. We know who you are. So please, if you think of something, hey, shoot it out to us. We'll talk about it.
Yep.
All right. Let's move right on, and we'll just dig right into the Delaware card for this Saturday. There was three races you picked on. It's races 7, 8, and 9. This is a start of a pick three. So let's start with the seventh race. Seventh race is 6 furlongs. It's am I right?
Six furlongs. Yep.
Okay. I just didn't see any graded stakes here. That's why it threw me off.
No, there is. 8 and 9 are graded stakes. Race 7 is not, okay. But I added race 7 in because I know the listeners like playing pick 3s and pick 4s. So I thought I would put it in there.
Should have prepped before the show notes here.
Okay. Okay.
It threw me off here. So it's a 6 furlongs. It's the running of the Hockison. $75,000.
Good, Dave.
I got it. Hockison is a $75,000 purse, and it's for 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks for this race.
Yeah, so fortunately for all of us, the seventh race is the race where I got a little bit of a price shot in this three-race sequence. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4, Recruiting Ready. Recruiting Ready is trained by Horacio De Paz. He's ridden by Jose Ortiz, as you'll see throughout the card. Mm-hmm. The three races I'm going to talk about, the big jockeys have come in to ride these stakes races at Delaware on Saturday. So, you know, a couple interesting things here. This horse is getting blinkers off. And if you look at the past performances, but, you know, just for the folks who don't know, the weight of the jockey is that column listed there that says 124, 120, weight 18, 120. That B next to that weight, it means blinkers. So you can see the number of races in a row this horse has raced with blinkers on.
Yeah, so this is interesting.
And so now this horse is getting blinkers off, which I like. This trainer is 20% limited sample, obviously, 20% when he takes blinkers off. I like the bullet work coming into the race, so that's a nice 4-furlong workout. I also have a note here that maybe even though that race, the brute, he produced the 105 buyer speed figure, was on a sloppy track, I have noted that there might have been a bounce factor there in the race after that, considering the 105 was this horse's lifetime high buyer speed figure. I don't think this is a slap track only horse. 5 wins and 15 starts. 2 of them have come in the slap. 3 of them, that means, have come on fast tracks. Yeah. And if you go back in the past performances, I mean, I see a 97 buyer at Oak Lawn. I see a 95 at Laurel. So, I mean, it's a nice horse. And another one of those 4-year-olds that I like, you know, horses that are in their 4-year-old season. Got a feeling this horse is going to race really good, Dave. And we get a nice, we get a good jockey, good high percentage jockey.
Yep.
And we get 6-1 on the morning line. So I'm going to take the 4 horse, Dave. recruiting ready as our top selection in the seventh race at Delaware on Saturday. Okay. Our second selection is another price horse. I'm going to pick the six horse Midtown Charlie Brown. Edward Coletti's the trainer. Kendrick Caramouche is the jockey. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line. I've noted that this trainer goes turf to dirt. He's 38%. This horse is second off a layoff. Caramouche is the kind of jockey that likes to put them on the engine, pedal to the metal. This trainer's got some great stats in sprints. Get a nice four-year-old colt here again. Nice winning record, 12 lifetime starts, six wins. Like the turf to dirt angle here, like the speed angle. We get 12-1. So let's make Midtown Charlie Brown at 12-1, Dave, our second selection in the seventh race at Delaware on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Blue, White, Gold. Willer Thompson trains. Johnny Velasquez is out there. It's going to be riding this one. This horse is 5-1 in the morning line. You can see this horse has been ridden by a number of journeyman jockeys and gets, you know, probably the top jock in the country right now. So yep. I don't really need to say any more. I'm not sure this horse is up to the buyer speed figures that's going to be necessary to win this race, but I can't throw anything with Johnny V out at this point, the way he's riding and especially having drawn the rail. So, Dave, in the Delaware seventh race on Saturday, the start of this pick three, our selections are the four, the six, and the one.
All right, so let's move right to the eighth race. The eighth race is a mile and an eighth. It's on the turf. It's a grade three. The grade three is a 64th running of the Kent. It's $200,000 for three-year-olds, and let's get your picks.
Yep, Dave, it's the Take'em Kent Stakes
Take'em
race.
Take'em Kent.
So. So these next two races are the reason that all these big name trainers and jockeys are out here.
Yeah,
unfortunately, in these next two legs, I'm not sure I have a number of price plays for folks here, but I'm going to make the five horse Untamed Domain our top selection. Grand Motion trains. We get Jose Ortiz again, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, probably bounced a little bit. Off the layoff race from March 10th to May 5th through the 88 buyer bounce, probably looks like bounce 4 points. So, you know, I like playing horses that, you know, bounced the last time to come back and produce a stronger effort. This horse raced in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, lost to Mendelsohn by a length. And that was a grade one, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, there's some class there. You know, I like Motion in these kinds of races, Dave. So let's make the five horse Untamed Domain our top selection in this eighth race at Delaware on Saturday. Okay. Our second selection, Dave, going to go with a little bit of a price. Going to play the three horse Duck D Calais. I did a nice job with that, Dave. It's French. Christophe Clement trains. Trevor McCarthy's the jockey. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line. This horse gets the full works. Lasik's the first time, blinkers on. Has some really nice workouts on the Belmont Turf course, obviously making its first start in North America. If this horse doesn't race well tomorrow, make sure you put it on your notes as a horse to follow up on its second lifetime North American start. But I'm going to take a shot. Based on the good turf trainer, giving this horse the works in terms of equipment change and Lasix, at 8-1, let's make the three horse Duck de Calais our second selection. And our third and final selection, let's go to the rail. Let's go to the rail and make Carrick with Tom Morley training with Johnny Velasquez, who drew the rail again. 9-2 in the morning line. I've noted this horse has a sub 12 second. Last eighth of a mile the last time out. The jockey change isn't significant from Javier to Johnny, but Johnny on the rail on the turf. I'm not going to put this horse in my pick. So I'm going to make the one horse Carrick our third selection, Dave. So in Delaware's eighth race on Saturday, our selections are 5-3-1, or as my dad likes to box them, 1-3-5, his favorite.
There you go. All right. And then we moved to the last race. So this is the third leg of that pick three. This is the big race. Why a lot of these jocks and trainers came out here. It's the ninth race at Delaware Park, a mile and a quarter. It's the grade two. It is a grade two, 81st running of the Delaware Handicap. And it's $750,000 for filly and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Good picks.
Yeah, Dave. So, I'm not going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to take the 6-horse Elate. Mm-hmm. Bill Mott trains Jose Ortiz. If I picked Ortiz on top in all three races, I think I have. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 2-1, the morning line. Hey, this is the horse for the course. Been at Delaware once, won easily with Fergal Lynch in the irons, and now we get Jose Ortiz. This horse is off a pretty lengthy layoff, but Mott's 17% with when he puts horses out with this kind of layoff. This horse has a number of grade one wins and nice runnings in grade ones. Been training at the training track up at Saratoga, that slow training track, so you know this thing is all legged up and ready to go.
Yep.
I like this one. I'm going to make the 6-horse Elate my top selection in the ninth race. Our second selection in this race will be the 5-horse. Let's make the 5-horse Unbridled Mo. Todd Pletcher, Johnny V, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. This horse has also been in raced in a grade one, won the race at Oak Lawn. Look at that lifetime record, 11 starts, 7 wins. Johnny V, Todd Pletcher, graded stakes. It's almost like Baffert and Smith. So I'm going to make the 5-horse, Dave, Unbridled Mo, our second selection in this ninth race. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse Mopetism. Doug O'Neill trains, Mario Gutierrez rides, 9-2 in the morning line. I don't like to get beat by Doug O'Neill in these kinds of races where he's shipping horses from west to east. He wins his fair share of these. He had Pavel that we had as our top pick 2 weeks ago. Third off a layoff. Some pretty nice works there at Santa Anita. Wouldn't surprise me if this horse raced really well.
Yeah.
So let's make the 3-horse Dave Mopetism our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, the ninth race at Delaware on Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 5, 3.
All right. Short and sweet today. Let's just go right ahead and wrap this up. Like I said, make sure you go into our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and visit us. Click the links. You know how to listen to us. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, offthechartshr. And like I said, we make have any podcast updates, maybe some race day changes. Could have some other picks you might think about putting out there. Again, like we said, make sure you also tweet us out for any suggestions for the Horse Nugget segment, as well as sending us an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any other closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, I don't. Just good luck to everyone. Let's try to hit this pick three tomorrow.
Yep, and we're going to be ready for Saratoga very soon here, so you'll be hearing a lot more stakes races to come here. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.